opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
And here's our hump day edition of the Krieger Files. 208-216-6100, the number to call. We'll be taking your phone calls today relative to the subject matter that we are talking about. If you've got something to weigh in on. See, everybody is wondering, and we've talked about it on the show, what's going to happen when Trump takes office on day one. Now, we're not talking about January 20th because, you know, you have all the pomp and circumstances of the swearing in at noon. And, of course, you know, he's back in the driver's seat, and so is Tom Homan, the incoming border czar, back at it again. And, of course, the mayor of Denver, Mike Johnston, who is a Democrat. Apparently, he's willing to go to jail for interfering with and obstructing President-elect Donald Trump's administration's mass deportation plans. Oh, yeah. This is going to go on all over the United States. It's going to happen in California. It's going to happen in all the sanctuary cities. We already know that. There is a case called Arizona versus U.S. Homan quoted it. Of course, Fox News had to jump all over it because you know that Homan has a contract with Fox News. My understanding is they converted his a part of his house Fox paid for him to have as a backdrop and a studio for him to communicate to Fox News with. It's pretty cool, huh? Having a contract with Fox News like that, if in fact that's true. What I heard, I have no doubt my source was correct when he told me that. But understanding how this works, the public safety threats and national security threats, I mean, they're real, and they want to do something. I'm talking about our government here. Under Title 8 U.S.C. 1324, it's a felony to harbor and conceal an illegal alien from ICE. Homan is warning Johnston, do not do that. Don't cross that line. And all you state and local level Democrats out there that say you're not going to cooperate with the federal government's operation, you're going to find yourself being arrested for obstruction and breaking Title 8 U.S.C. 1324. You see, the government is famous for paying all this money in Congress, and the Biden administration has allowed all these illegal immigrants into the country. And, of course, these illegal immigrants just literally go do whatever they want. ICE revealed this week that New York authorities are refusing to honor a detainer request for ICE for a masturbation fanatic illegal immigrant, Venezuelan national, 25 years old. Instead, holding him in custody at taxpayers' expense. They don't want to give him to ICE. This is a 25-year-old man. He was arrested this week after he allegedly burglarized a female victim before choking the chicken towards her. You know, flogged the bishop, wanked the weasel, choked the chicken, jerked the gherkin, you know. He's facing charges of sexually motivated robbery and burglary, grand larceny, criminal possession of stolen property, petty larceny, and criminal possession of a controlled substance. Gee, I wonder what it was. Make somebody want to wank the weasel. You know, if your kids haven't heard this already, they're going to, right? I mean, they go to public pool. Yeah, they're going to hear it. They're going to know exactly what it is that he was doing. So the guy is a jerk off. He likes to jerk off, but you know, the New York authorities would rather keep him in. And it's not the first time he's had a run-in with the law. They've arrested him 5 other times. He's always released on his own PR bond. That's personal recognizance. And, you know, before New York City could lodge an immigration detainer, you know, of course, sanctuary cities create this madness. So, I mean, you know, we're talking about somebody that wants to choke the chicken. Where are we getting this news from? Where did I get that news story from? Well, Tucker Carlson. You see, you got the left-wing media. You got the right-wing media. You put your right hand in, you take your right hand out, you put your right hand in, and you shake it all about. You know, they're doing the hokey-pokey with America's brains, and it gets really crazy. You know, all people look about, and they say, hey, crime. We got crime. And then you got blowhards like Jack Smith, Jack Be Nimble, Jack Be Quick, Jack Can You Know What. You can substitute whatever line you want. Do you know that his investigations into Trump, he's already dropped the cases. He's already asking for the cases to be dismissed, citing standards that preclude the prosecution of a sitting president. Trump has long argued the cases should have never been brought in the first place. But hey, when you've got the Democrats in power, Do you want to know that these failed Trump cases, and I'm talking about just two of them, have resulted in taxpayer loss $50 million plus? Lawfare. Just those two cases. I mean, we've still got, you know, two cases in New York. We got a case in Georgia. And people down there don't apparently understand what Lawfare is in Georgia because they've re-elected Fannie Willis as their attorney general. I'm just kind of like, no. You see, people have been mindsetted in the wrong direction, folks. I mean, that's a new word, right? And when you get people that think that consumer confidence is all that, well, Walmart's just got rid of their DEI program. I mean, they're not going to have all these, you know, LGBTQ, whatever. They're not going to have all that, you know, little areas of the store and all rainbow colors. And they're not going to do that anymore. They're not going to sashay up and down the aisle and let all their employees dress up and drag. And of course, the drag queens and everybody out there that's promoting this stuff, you know, they're spokespeople for the LGBTQ movement saying, well, I guess we were just a little overbearing. We're going to have to find another way to get in your kids' shorts. We're going to have to be a little more sinister, a little sneakier about doing that so we can, you know, get in your kid's head and then get in his shorts. Cause that's what we want. We want the devil. We want Satan just riding herd over America. The only way we can do that is to be a little sneakier about the way we go about it. We can't be so brazen anymore because apparently it's a big turnoff. Gee, you think? And according to the conference board, you got to love these people. Where are they getting their information from? Oh, yeah, everybody's running out and buying big screen TVs and, you know, Lexuses and it. No, they're not. The conference board's reporting that U.S. consumers grew more upbeat in November on increased optimism around job availability. Yeah, U.S. consumers may have. But Germany's about to lay off 11,000 workers in its steel manufacturing plant, ThyssenKrupp Steel. 11,000 Germans are about to be laid off. And we've had massive layoffs reported here, too. And now with Trump's tariff proposals, well, you know, it's amazing how they seem to think at the conference board that consumers can go out and buy all this, you know, stuff. I don't think that the merchants of the earth here in the United States are going to do as well as they think. I mean, not that Temu and Shine are giving them they're giving them a hard time because Temu and Shine, you know, besides collecting all of its consumer data and giving it to the Chinese Communist Party about what Americans spend their money on. Well, you didn't know that? Well, you keep going shopping on Temu and Shine because you haven't done anything wrong. You don't care whether the Chinese get your information, your credit card stuff, and all of a sudden you find charges on your card you can't explain and expect your bank to do something about it. They can say, well, we've noticed several charges on Temu here. You know, you've just let the federal government and everybody else in on your personal life. I guess you don't care, right? Whatever happened to the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, huh? And see, while consumers are pinching pennies, the federal government is giving Intel $7.8 billion in taxpayer money to boost chip manufacturing, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce. And the U.S. Department of Energy is giving electric vehicle maker Rivian a $6.6 billion loan to build a factory in Georgia. Yeah, anybody studying that situation, that's a big disappointment. Big disappointment. And for those of you out there that feel like you're a victim of being scammed, well, we've got another thing here. There's a new thing out called AI Granny. Oh, yeah. If you've been scammed, there's a new AI Granny out there. You're going, all right, Krieger, what are you talking about? I'll fill you in on what AI Granny is all about and how she works, targeting scammers. Oh, you're going to love this. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour. You ever figure that out? What we mean by disenfranchised? You ever really put some deep thought into that? Before we went to break, I was telling you about this new AI granny. Yep. You're going to love it. Daisy is the AI granny. She is a new British AI released earlier this month by UK-based phone company Virgin Media O2. Her job is to waste phone scammers' time. In one instance, she kept them on the line for 40 minutes. Believe it or not, you got to love that, especially when you hear this. If you ever get a phone call and you say hello, see, that's what they're programmed to say. So when I answer the phone, I go, "Hi, this is Dave. How can I help you?" Because see, the machines are not programmed. Because everybody, when, like I said yesterday, you're conditioned to answer your phone no matter what, because by God, I'm paying for that. I'm paying for that phone. I'm going to answer it. Hello. You know, it's the first thing they go. Hello. It's like, goodbye. You know, do you ever hear anybody say goodbye when they pick up the phone and you're going, "No, wait. No, they don't do that. No, they go, "Hello." And that's exactly what the scammer machines pick up. That's why I go, "Hi, this is Dave. How can I help you?" Or just don't even say hi. Just say, "This is Dave. How can I help you?" You don't have to say, "This is Dave." Just insert your name like they do in Animal House. I insert name. Yeah. They all say, "I insert name." Yeah. But anyway, so getting back to AI granny. Fraudsters frequently target the elderly for scams. So what the company did, they attempted to create the perfect victim. Daisy is simply an AI chatbot with a grandma voice. Her. Yep, trained on hours of recorded conversations with one of her creator's real-life grandmas. While she doesn't intercept calls, Daisy has multiple phone numbers that have been pushed out to online lists used by UK scammers. But instead of giving in to the con, she rambles about her grandchildren, birds outside, or cat, and gets easily confused about technology. She sometimes gives scammers bank info. Gives them fake bank info. AI granny's a drop in the bucket, making scammers' days a little harder is a promising start. But, phone scams have become so common that somebody reading this has probably had to pause mid-sentence to silence one. Last year, phone scammers stole over $1 trillion around the world, according to Global Anti-Scam Alliance. AI granny, you gotta love that. Her name is Daisy, by the way, for those of you who forgot what I just called her. Now, how do liberal Jews view weight loss drugs? Well, you know, like high school seniors in the spring, the Biden administration wants to make the most of its last few months in power. I told you they were going to do this. So what did they do? The government announced a proposal yesterday to cover popular weight loss drugs under Medicare and Medicaid. So all of you who want to go out and get Zepbound and Wegovy that don't want to have to pay $1,000 a month so you can inject this junk into yourself and you have no idea what it is. You don't have any idea that it doesn't have mRNA in it. You don't know. I mean, what do you think is going to happen when Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets confirmed and gets into the driver's seat there? You know, because none of this is a done deal because the Trump administration is going to have to approve the change. And there's a few reasons why it wouldn't, because Kennedy is an avid critic of the drugs. The plan would cost an estimated $36 billion over the next decade. That's at odds with the administration's plans to cut federal spending. But then you find out who Trump appointed to lead the CMS. This is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, right? Your friend and mine. You try to call up and find out why Medicare didn't pay your claim, medical coverage, and they put you on terminal hold. And who do they put in charge of that? Dr. Mehmet Oz, you know, Dr. Oz. I call him Dr. OZ. You know, that's what the druggies used to call an ounce of pot. Yeah. How many fingers you want? Trump may feel the pressure to endorse the move from millions of seniors who could use these drugs. Really? Seniors want to inject themselves with this garbage? Oh, of course, they went out and got the jab because the government said to, because Trump said to. I still haven't heard him backpedal yet on the fact that Fauci lied to him. I haven't heard the man say it. All the media has been doing now is throwing all of his past comments in our face, making it look like, you know, Trump endorsed all this. they want to rub it in our face. So here we got the alt-right and the alt-left media working against each other. And we're sitting here trying to analyze the news and what is real from what the news media says. And when they start talking about consumer confidence, that the index rose to 111.7, I mean, what is that? What is that index? It's a situation index which gauges consumers' views of current business and labor market conditions. Who are they talking to? People making in excess of $200,000 a year? Is that who's got all the consumer confidence? Because I'll guarantee you, 60% of Americans right now are living paycheck to paycheck in poverty. And a lot of our listeners are on fixed incomes. Hello. Oh, there I said hello. I didn't say hi. This is Dave. How can I help you? So we have a problem with these people trying to pump us up. They're like cheerleaders without the skirts. So, I'm serious. We got a real problem here. Because, see, we're facing, like we said yesterday with Greg Reese, we're facing these this public uproar. If they try another pandemic, public's going to uproar. You know they will. Because they did it before. They got mad about these pandemic lockdowns. I call it pandemic because that's exactly what it was. They knew what they were doing before they got into it. All these mom and pop businesses went under while the corporates and the liquor stores, oh yeah, and restaurants that serve, you know, bars that serve food. I mean, this is the only reason these businesses survived, but they kept the liquor stores open. And they put these, you know, plexiglass screens. You know, I used to go to the store when COVID was going on. I would not wear a mask in the store. The hell with that. Those people, the masks will make you sick. We already know that. But people don't pay attention to the real medical reports. They just pay attention to what the government tells them. If they said, hey, jump off the Sunshine Skyway, that'll fix your COVID in a hurry. Do you know there are probably people out there that are stupid enough they would do it? You know, it's like this is why they put warning labels on hair dryers. Please do not take this in the bathtub. Why? Because people have done it before. You got stupid people out there that eat Tide Pods. And then you've got the alt-left and the alt-right media that are basically encouraging this kind of mindset because they're distorting it. We, the people, are caught in the middle of a political battle. And most of us don't realize it because the cognitive dissonance hasn't completely gone away. I don't care if the statistics come out that 53% of America came out in favor of Trump because we're sick and tired of living under these economic policies. Well, don't you understand that when Democrats get in office, tax and spend. And when Republicans get in office, tax cuts boost business, tax cuts corporatism, tax cuts. It's a never-ending cycle. We're like on a hamster wheel here. It's no fun. And, you know, people get so distorted and distraught over the information the media spoon feeds them like pablum. I mean, every time I think about it, it's like I visualize some mom opening up a Gerber baby food strained peas. Yeah, you know what that looks like, right? Baby vomit. Or just the opposite end. What you clean up in a diaper, which our government appears to shovel a lot of. So, I mean, it's no wonder people are getting frustrated. It's no wonder we had a big turnout at the polls. And it's even no wonder that, you know, in liberal states like California, they still have three elections that haven't been called yet. But then we have, you know, people out there, I mean, the media's all whining and complaining about the fact that journalism is hard work. Really? Well, you people seem to insert your political views every time you turn around. You don't want to tell us the truth. You are telling us what the CIA told you to say, because all we have to do is look at Operation Mockingbird or Magpie or whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter. But we listen to your buzzwords. And when they all come out the same way, and you turn to channel, and every channel, somebody is using the same phrases. See, only very few people pay attention to that because the mainstream media, they don't care about anything but football and beer and sitting around gorging yourself on pizza, watching your team move to the, you know, first and goal. Yeah. And then you get people like Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs quarterback, The only loss so far this season against the Buffalo Bills in Orchard Park. And Mahomes gets fined over $14,000 by the NFL for allegedly making a violent gesture in Buffalo, New York. It's the only loss, 31-20, by the way, for those of you who didn't watch the game, I did, and I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to lose. It's going to be their loss. Mahomes celebrated a touchdown pass by making a finger guns gesture, likely trying to communicate that he's a gunslinger, a popular label for a quarterback who passes a lot. And this is what, I mean, they featured the moment in a CBS Sports highlight package before going to a commercial break. Oh. So there, it's apparently an obscene gesture to do a, you know, point a finger like a gun. $14,069 for unsportsmanlike conduct. Wow. Boy, is the NFL woke? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Be back after the break. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
Oh, yeah. Try to get people to quit watching football on TV, huh? they used to say, what is it, Mom? Apple pie, Chevrolet, and baseball, right? America's pastime. You know, see, we used to be a peace-loving country until this lockdown happened, and then people were turned against each other. Remember how that worked? Well, you see, here's the thing. What they're trying to do now, and this is one of the reasons why we got to get out of, and we'll never get out of the International Monetary Fund. I can guarantee you that with the current Treasury Secretary nominee out there, Scott Bessent, we're not going to leave the IMF. But what they're working on right now is a global climate action. They want restrictions on economic activity and general emissions activity that would have to far surpass those enforced during the pandemic in order to get to their stated temperature target of less than 1.5 degrees Celsius. They want to use climate lockdowns now to try to stop you. And this is the thing. We got to get out of the WHO. We got to get out of the UN. I don't know why we appointed an ambassador from the UN. They need to take the UN and move it to Brussels. Get it as far away out of the United States as possible. What's wrong with being protectionist? I will tell you, everybody is sitting there, Mexico, as a matter of fact, Claudia down there, their president is like, well, we're going to impose our own tariffs against the U.S. Tit for tat, right? Well, see, here's a problem. We need protectionism now more than ever because we're losing jobs here. We are shedding jobs like crazy in America. Because mom and pop businesses are struggling to survive. And, you know, the Democratic Party keeps taxing and spending. And corporatism favors the giant retailers. And all these manufacturers. I mean, we need more manufacturing in America. And Nippon Steel, I mean, they're trying to buy U.S. steel. Please, you know, don't, Mr. Biden, don't hurt the Japanese. I mean, come on, let us buy into the... Oh, no. You see, this is what's defeating America. This is why we can't be proud of what we have anymore, which is why everybody like Brady is relocating outside the major cities out into the country where he's safer. Right, sir?
To be off the grid and out of Vegas. I am done with Las Vegas. I haven't been back in a year, and I don't miss it one bit.
Yeah, lost wages. That's what we used to call it because, see, I mean, there are people out there with gambling addictions, and it doesn't matter whether you're in Biloxi. I'd rather go to Biloxi, actually, than Vegas. I rather enjoy Biloxi. I like hanging out at the IP and various other places. It's just fun, you know, to go there to people watch.
Well, one thing, I'd probably rather move to Georgia, Russia right now than Atlanta, Georgia, United States. And the reason why is, you got a president like Vladimir Putin, a man you can look up to, a man of God, a man of Christianity, and then you look at what's ruling the United States right now, Kamala, she's drunk. That lady is a complete alcoholic. I mean,
well, She just got back from Hawaii. She just took a vacation in Hawaii. I wonder if that was a taxpayer expense.
I wonder how many Mai Tais she had, Dave.
Yeah. That'll make her word salad go upside down, wouldn't it?
Yeah. One quick thing, though, that, you know, we got a big problem in Russia. We're seconds away from a nuclear war, and these idiots on the Democrat side, they would rather win a war against Russia, which would mean we're vaporized. The whole planet's vaporized. But they would be proud that they lost and they're dead and they got one over on Vlad. That's how stupid these people are. But what I'm really worried about is you got Britain, France now, and the United States along with NATO with troops on the ground in Russia. And there's not any reporting on the news about all the fighting that's happening in Russia. What is going on?
Good question. I mean, what was going on at King's Cross Station yesterday in London? They evacuated the whole place. What caused that? I mean, nobody's talking about that. Apparently, people are very upset that they evacuated the entire underground system. You know, they have this tunnel with all these trains going on. And King's Cross, I mean, you know, they evacuated the entire place. The only thing I could think of that would cause something like that is a bomb scare. But, again, you know, when you have a country that is inundated by Muslims who basically say death to America and its allies because they're all a bunch of infidels. I mean, well, I mean, what gives them pause to accuse us of stuff like that? Gee, must be the way that people are behaving over here. I appreciate your call, Brady. Yep.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, one thing, you know, Donald Trump, remember what we talked about for 2 years about CBDC, and all of a sudden we were going to have Trump and come in and say, well, we're not going to CBDC. Well, that went 100% the absolute different direction. Bitcoin is replacing the dollar. The strategic reserve of the dollar is now tied to the Bitcoin reserve. We are in big problems because if you take people's retirement account money, you tie it to Bitcoin in a one-to-one ratio, what happens when that Bitcoin or dollar goes to zero? You got 340 million people in this country bankrupt overnight. That's what could happen, dude.
It could, but again, Brady, thanks for your call. I am having a problem with them tying everything to Bitcoin. I think it's just one avenue. I think the government, like barter, the government wants to try to figure out a way to control barter. They've been doing it ever since Bruce Bartlett of the Reagan administration came out and said, hey, we need to figure out a way to put a stop to this and tax what people are doing when they go to flea markets and places where they're actually trading for things, because, you know, there's some value there and we're missing out on all the value. And see, when you start raising taxes and start making it hard for people to exist in America, people are going to do some really wacky things. Here's what else is happening with the goings on in America. A gang of six teenagers, including the leader, who was a 14-year-old girl. So much for the city of brotherly love, huh? Yeah, I'm talking about Philly, the Philadelphia. I mean, they got the Philly fanatic and everything else, you know. They can be some of the meanest sports fans out there. But here you have a 14-year-old girl and her gang of six. It sounds almost like The View. They're going out and committing a series of broad daylight physical attacks that occurred in the space of 1 hour last week. The minors are all students at Anthony Wayne School in Grays Ferry. They were all charged with aggravated assault, simple assault, reckless endangerment, and other crimes in connection with the unprovoked attacks last week. Some of their movements were captured on video. The police department posted on YouTube. All the victims were attacked from behind and were punched in the head and face several times. One woman got a concussion out of the deal. Here's this gang of six. You know, one of the teens punched a homeless man in the face near the intersection of 15th and Chestnuts at 3 in the afternoon. Minutes later, this 14-year-old girl, according to Philadelphia Police Inspector Raymond Evers, punched a 24-year-old woman. Other teens joined in by punching her while she was on the ground after she suffered a concussion. The girl was instructing other kids to do. Evers noted the girl was wearing pink boots and the attacks were unprovoked. I don't know what the pink boots have to do with it, but the parents apparently saw what happened on TV, according to WTXF television, and they saw their five teens, the six of them there. The 14-year-old girl leader, her parents took her by the ear and dragged her into the police station and turned her butt in. And the other five parents did the same thing. They turned their teens in as well. The parents were right on point, according to Evers. They saw their kids did something wrong, and they turned their kids in. Oh, you know, why would their kids do that? Didn't the parents teach him, look, you know, it's not right to do that in the first place? A gang of six, believe it or not. Evers added to the station, investigators are still trying to figure out the motive of the six that were arrested, none of them were arrested before. Very, very surprising. We're not sure what caused them to do it. And I know there's a bunch of you out there that's going to say, oh, it's Manchurian candidate stuff. No, it's not. It's all this political nonsense that these kids have been exposed to. And it's the video games like Grand Theft Auto. It's all the devil worship. It's all the garbage going on in our country right now. We've slipped away from our Heavenly Father and have gone into the abyss. And many people just, you know, they don't want to acknowledge God in their life. And so they go out and they do stupid stuff like this, like beat people up in broad daylight. And they don't care. They're emboldened to do it because they think they can get away with it. What I really want to see is I want to know how these teenagers are going to be treated. I mean, what are they going to do? Throw them in juvie for 90 days and then let them back out on the street? You know, they're going to learn a lot in juvie, like how not to get caught next time. Seriously, you really think that our prison system is righteous? No. A lot of our prison system is privately controlled by contractors. They're making money. I mean, judges literally out there in these Article I administrative courts are looking for reasons to put these teens in these juvie facilities because they get kickbacks from the private contractors for putting them there. Think about it. It's happened before and they've exposed it. More news coming at you after these important messages here on the Krieger Files on this Hump Day edition. Be right back. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, we're back at 12 minutes to the hour here on our Wednesday edition. We have a consumer alert here. I think I might have mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to mention it again because I got a little bit more elaborate detail. We get some announcements from the tech sector every so often, and this one particularly is unnerving because, you know, the people who are trying to come out of their shell and trying to be reasonable and trying to be loving and understanding about people's predicaments, well, now they're having announcements that come in your inbox that implies your friend has died. And we talked about this this week, but we didn't really get into detail on it, and I wanted to elaborate a little bit on it. This is tech support scammers, again, stooping low with their email campaigns. So the sad announcement implying your friend has died, followed by a full name of someone you know. The email may appear to come from the person themselves. A coworker who received such an email pointed it out to the tech team, and looking around, they reported such an email tweet dating back to February 5th of this year. With some information about what they were looking for, they managed to find several more, and there's a great deal of variation between the emails, but it says subject. In the subject line, it says sad announcement, colon, first name, last name. Sometime the colon is replaced by the word from. Then a short sentence to pique the reader's curiosity because, hey, you know, you see somebody's name there. Do I know that person? I might know that person. And so the examples they posted is when you open them, you will see why I actually wanted to share them with you today, talking about photos. Or never thought I would want to share these images with you. Always. Anyways, here they are. Well, who asked you? Well, people, you know, this is what happens when you hang out on social media, right? Or your email. It says, I'm presuming you should remember these two ladies in that photo. When I was looking through some old folders, I found these three pics. It wasn't initially my plan, but I had to change my mind about it. Yeah, that sounds like AI. Two pictures I wanted to share with you. They're likely to bring a flood of memories to you as they did to me. Probably should have contacted you a little bit earlier. Always just wanted to keep you updated. Then, of course, all these little links to these photos are followed by a certain pattern of gobbledygook.com. And the domains that follow these little sentences are all registered with Namecheap, and they're only active for a few days because the scammers know how to do it. And to close off the emails, the scammers end with a quote in the format, "You do not find the happy life, you make it," by Camilla Iring Kimball. The sender addresses are spoofed to look like they were coming from family or friends of the target. The actual sender addresses are compromised accounts from all over the world. The campaign looks to have targeted mainly the U.S., but also found some in Ireland and the U.K., some odd ones in India and Italy. So the question is, what are they after? These short-lived domains really make it hard for anybody to figure it out. Took them quite a bit to find a domain that was still active, but they knew soon enough what the end goal was. They want your information. That's why they want to find out your information. They want you to be trustworthy because you might just, you know, donate money to their little scheme. Yeah. They want you to give money like a Give, Send, Go or a GoFundMe. They want money in that account. They're going to take it. But, you know, you did it out of the goodness of your heart. You see how they're taking advantage of what our government has done to us in turning us against each other. I mean, look inward now. How many actual friends do you have that you can just get on the phone and call up and have a conversation with, or that you can go out to dinner with and have a candid conversation with, that you don't have to worry about getting in an argument over who took the jab over the dinner table? Or, well, I'm not going to grandma's for Thanksgiving because everybody that's there has taken the shot and they don't want me there because I chose not to. I mean, look at how they've turned everybody against each other because they think you're un-American. This is all part of the game plan, folks, to divide the family unit. Because if they can do that, they have screwed America because we were built on families. Family unity. I mean, whatever happened to Little Dump on the Plains? Oh, that's my, yeah, Little House on the Prairie. Remember that? Yeah, Laura Ingalls Wilder. Yeah. I call it Little Dump on the Plains. We like to make fun of these TV shows. It's not all about Hollywood, folks, really. I'm not trying to be the biggest critic of Hollywood, but yet, on the other hand, I mean, what have they done so far other than putting out nothing but violent shows? Every time I turn around, it's another cop show, another firefighter show. It's another thing to make you trust law enforcement. Why are they doing that? Good question, huh? Maybe, did you stop to think about that? You know, maybe we need to change our consumption habits of television and media. Again, the alt-right and the alt-left are at war with the American mind. It's not just the, let me see, give me an example of alt-right. Alt-left, I'll give you an example of alt-left, The View. Or Morning Joe. That's alt-left. Anything, they hate Trump. Doesn't matter what. They just sit around and whine and complain about every little thing that goes wrong. You know, so much so that when they make mistakes, they force people like Sonny Hostin to have to read a legal email or face the music in a defamation suit because the network doesn't want to get sued. You know, nobody's watching this stuff. But yet there is a certain faction because, I mean, they got a studio audience there. That every time, oh, there's something, Joy and Whoopi, every time they make an anti-Trump comment, the audience applauds. So, you know, they got to load the whole place up with liberals. You know, they got to do that. This is what they do. They want to find out if you support The View and you go there and you're totally liberal, your mind has been twisted to the left. And you probably wouldn't mind that Venezuelan national wanking off in front of your door. As you leave to go grocery shopping. There he is. Oh, they let him out again. So, you know, time to choke the chicken one more time. This is how crazy things get. Until somebody actually punches Joy Behar out, will she sit there and start screaming, "Where are the cops?" You see, now we don't wish harm on these people, but you see, this is what alt-left does. It's designed to get everybody pissed off so that they do something stupid. And the alt-right. Give me an alt-right example. I'll give you one. You're not going to like it. InfoWars. They're going all the way out on one end as opposed to The View going out on the other end. And they both do what? Both poke at each other. They make fun of each other. And everybody revels in it. Like I said, we the people are caught in the middle of this gobbledygook. We are being basically programmed and told what we should believe. And a lot of people, I mean, look, if you're going to eat Tide Pods and sit around playing Grand Theft Audio and get stoned all the time, I mean, you know, life becomes dysfunctional. Just the way it is. Now, of course, to change the subject a little bit, you know when you go to the grocery store and you look in the produce section and you see these white button mushrooms in a blue container with plastic wrap on them? Well, according to recent research, supplements that are made from white button mushroom extracts may slow cancer progression in prostate cancer patients. Huh. White button mushroom extract. There you go. Researchers found the mushroom supplements significantly reduce cells that hamper the body's cancer-fighting response. These cells are elevated in men with prostate cancer and are associated with poor prognosis. The supplements are also activated tumor-fighting immune cells, such as T-cells and natural killer cells, or NK cells. So apparently, the study of integrative oncology, a whole-person supportive care approach, yeah, according to Xiwan Chen, a professor and chair of the Department of Cancer Biology and Molecular Medicine at the Beckman Research Institute of City of Hope, yeah, he says it combines conventional and evidence-based complementary treatments like natural products with mind-body practices. So apparently the white button mushroom has anti-cancer properties. So there you have it. It's prostate cancer is an immunologically cold tumor, meaning it lacks immune cell activity and responds poorly to immunotherapies. So then why would you get chemo? The progression is often linked to myeloid-deprived suppressor cells, immune cells that block the body's ability to attack the tumor. Huh, okay. PSA is an indication of prostate cancer growth, therefore a decline in PSA levels shows the mushroom slowed tumor growth. All right, that sounds like a winner. Guys, I think we need to go out and get yourself some white button mushroom X. You know, get the capsules. They're soluble fibers, and they do come in capsules, so maybe we need to investigate that. Everyday food that we eat, this is one of them. So, I mean, if you like white button mushrooms, that's something to add to the diet. How about that? Hey, you know, people said they wanted a little health news. All right, so we're giving it to you. Come Monday, we're going to be having Fred Duszewski from U.S. Coin Capital on for the entire hour talking about the state of the economy. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have program repeats. On Thursday, I'll be back live, but I will be here tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day for our regular episode Thursday. And in the meantime, and Friday, I'll be here too. So take care of yourself. Have a nice turkey day tomorrow. If you don't join us, at least we know you're gorging yourself. Not. Hopefully not. Just have a fun and safe, happy holiday if you would. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. We will see you tomorrow for our Turkey Day edition here on the Krieger Files. Take care.